Okay. Have you ever made your own clothes?
Yeah.
If you were going to make a dress of something and you wanted it a certain color, you might take a little square of cloth to use as a
person.
And this dress, say this little girl was wearing a dress and it was very becoming, and you might say, my, what a blank dress, if it looked good on her. What kind of dress?
Becoming.
Not ugly, but
pretty.
And suppose you remark to your mother, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is blank than hers.
Prettier.
Okay. And y'all, I guess, who does the cooking around here?
Whoever gets hungry.
Y'all have something you wear? You know, to keep stuff from coming on you? What? I bet you do at home, though, don't you? But you do know what it is.
Your apron.
Okay.
That's why every time I cook, I end up with flour on and set my oven in the pan. So you get more on you than you do in the pan.
Okay. And when you're doing your homework,
yeah,
hard time. And what would you use? Not a pencil, but a
notebook, paper.
To write with.
Oh, a pen. Okay.
And say you wanted to pin some, put some diapers together.
Pin.
Any particular type of pin?
Diaper.
Okay. And then when you buy soup, it usually comes in a
can.
What kind of can? What kind of metal would you say?
Aluminum.
Any kind of other words?
Can.
Okay. A dime is worth
10 cents.
That's good. And I suppose you've dressed up before. I hope so.
My goodness. I'm dressed up now.
When say you're going out to a party and getting ready, you'd say that I am going to
get dressed for the party.
Okay. You've heard of dress up, of course, haven't you? What would you, any other terms that you've heard for getting dressed up to do something?
Fix.
Fix? Have you ever heard of primp?
Mm-hmm.
What would that mean to you, somebody primping, I guess?
That's not... To me, when you print, it's after you've already, you get up in the morning, you get dressed, and you go to class, and you come back, and you comb hair, and you make sure it's all started, and when you're coming from class or whatever, then you check your makeup, whatever. That's printing. You stay in the mirror, that's how you do hair, after you already
dressed. After you already dressed up. Would a boy do the same thing?
Of course. Comb your hair all the time.
Yeah.